Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. My name's Heather. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about Frenemies, a podcast put together by Trisha Paytas and Ethan Klein of H3H3 Podcast or Production. So I'm going to talk about them and how they relate to the Vlog Squad. I know that a lot of people have been reading about what's going on with David Dobrik and the Vlog Squad right now. And I think it's important to know how Trisha Paytas and the podcast Frenemies has to play. Like, honestly, this whole, I don't even know if you should call it a movement, but kind of what's going on with the Vlog Squad. A lot of amazing things have been happening on the Frenemies podcast. They've been giving a platform to a few different people who have honestly had horrible, really bad, I mean, horrible is an understatement, experience with David Dobrik and his group of friends. They call themselves the Vlog Squad. And so I just kind of wanted to give an update. I did a separate episode where I talk about the allegations against David Dobrik and his group of friends, supplying underage girls with alcohol and, letting some really horrific things happen, in their vlogs, actually, which is really, really upsetting and horrible for anyone that has, been in these situations, because it sounds like it wasn't just one. So I'm going to go ahead and kind of tell you again a little bit more about the Frenemies podcast and kind of the timeline of how things started and then how they are right now. Okay, so I figure we should start at the beginning. There's a long history between Trisha Paytas and H3H3 Production or Ethan Klein. So pretty much, this is such a strange story, honestly. It's just, you could never like write this. Like, this could be a amazing, movie, honestly. It's just the most random story. But pretty much, a long time ago, I would say, like, okay, maybe it's only been like a year and a half, on this one podcast, H3H3, Production or Podcast. Ethan Klein, this guy, did a whole Instagram versus reality episode where he, honestly, I did not like the episode, I'll be honest. I mean, I like Ethan now, but I thought it was a kind of rude episode, but we all have our own opinion, I guess. But he did an episode where he talked about the difference between Instagram photos where they're, highly edited, and the expectations are ridiculous. Well, that's a good story. Like, that's a good message to be sending, but I just didn't like his approach because he was like making fun of, the pictures of like, oh, this is a girl that looks like she's, a beautiful mermaid. And then, oh, actually, this is what she really looks like, a beached whale. And so I didn't like how he approached it. I thought that was kind of rude. But anyway, so he did this video, and one of the people he talked about was actually Trisha Paytas. And so Trisha Paytas saw the video and got really upset. Obviously, I mean, I would have gotten really upset too. Like, I was upset for the people in the video, I'll be honest. And so she got upset and she responded, and they kind of like went back and forth. She ended up going on his show. And then they slowly started to build actually a kind of friendship, like an odd friendship. Like, they were, they would fight. But she kept coming back on their show, and then they actually wanted to do like a kind of dating series where, okay, we're gonna find Trisha a husband or a boyfriend or whatever. And so she on the show like started dating some of the guys. They did like a bachelor spoof, but she actually ended up dating Ethan Klein's wife's brother, if that makes sense. So Ethan Klein's wife, her name is Ella, and her brother is named Moses. And so I don't know how they got. He actually, I think Moses, actually Ella's brother, reached out to Trisha and said that he was interested in dating her. And so she actually started dating him. And she said originally it was like a joke. She just thought it was like, haha, I'm gonna get you back for being mean to me type thing. But then they actually started to like really fall in love. And so then they ended up, you know, dating and becoming boyfriend and girlfriend. And then now they're actually engaged. They've dated for like a year now. And he just recently proposed, Moses proposed to Trisha Paytas. And so they're obviously in a relationship. Now they're planning a wedding, that kind of a thing. But in the process of, you know, Trisha being the girlfriend of Ela's brother, this is like so confusing to explain. Like, it makes sense if you, you know, have seen, you know, their little updates. But so pretty much they're in a relationship. And during this time, Trisha and Ethan, they decide to do a podcast together. They've been doing it for about 6 months now. And, you know, they have, I think, 26 episodes out. And so they've become, you know, you kind of see their progression as far as going from just kind of acquaintances and just tolerating each other. I mean, they had lots of fights and kind of blow-ups, but then they've become friends and actually have a really close friendship now. And their whole family has really come together and are really close to each other. Okay, and so in the process of like really getting to know each other, if you know, you know, Trisha Paytas' history before dating Moses, she was actually dating someone who's in the Vlog Squad, which the Vlog Squad is David Dobrik's little group of guy friends mostly. There's a few girls in there, but friend group of people, and she was dating the one guy. He's like the older one out of all of them. Most of them are like in their 20s and 30s. And he's like, I don't know how old he is, like 50 or something. I'm not sure. But anyway, so Trisha Paytas was dating him for a long time. And they had a tumultuous relationship and it ended pretty badly. Pretty much during their whole relationship, David Dobrik actually kind of played a pretty negative role in their relationship. And they had a lot of issues because of the kind of stuff that was going on in their little friend group, that Trisha Paytas like didn't agree with. There were jokes that, you know, David Dobrik would make over and over again, like, oh, we're gonna, you know, why don't you guys hook up with this other famous YouTuber, and just like, you know, just being really disrespectful to Trisha. And so she, not only that, she was not, you know, there was other things that were going on. One of the other group members, Brandon Calvillo, was allegedly, actually, I don't know if it's alleged or not, but was dating a underage girl. She was 17. And, you know, Trisha just really did not like that and had an issue with it, rightfully so, because, I mean, I don't know how old Brandon was. I think he was like 26, but don't quote me on that. You can check his age yourself. But either way, like, dating an underage girl is, you know, really inappropriate and strange. And so she had a problem with that. And she would bring it up and everyone would get mad at her for bringing it up because, you know, they're like, he can do whatever he wants. There's nothing wrong with it. Like, you're just overreacting and blah, blah, blah. And so she was just expected to kind of go along with whatever they did. And so she actually made a video where she talked about, you know, this guy dating an underage girl. And because of that video, what's his name? Jason ended up breaking up with her because, again, she was just kind of expected to go along with what they did and not question it, which is a messed up environment to be in. Like, I don't understand why anyone would think that's appropriate to just ask somebody to go along with everyone else's beliefs if they don't agree with it. That just seems messed up. But anyways, so then obviously they ended up breaking up. There's a whole bunch more to that breakup, and I won't get into that in this. I'm trying to keep this episode relatively short. And so, yeah, so that's kind of the backstory with Trisha and the Vlog Squad. And so she had some really,
she had some really, you know, really sad, honestly, experiences with them. There's one part where, you know, she actually went to a hospital, a psychiatric hospital, to get help for her, I think, depression and possibly borderline personality disorder. And so she was, you know, in a psychiatric hospital. She was actually 5150'd, which means that you're taken there against your will, because, you know, I won't even get into that because that's, again, a long story. But, you know, one part where she's in this hospital and Jason shows up with David Dobrik, the guy that is causing a lot of their relationship problems. He shows up to the hospital with David Dobrik, and David Dobrik has a camera. And I don't think he asked to film, but that was just a very odd thing to bring to a psychiatric hospital. And there's just been a lot of stories about David Dobrik, you know, treating his friends very poorly, a lot of peer pressure kind of situations. But then after the whole fact, after she, you know, got released from the hospital, she never heard from him again, David Dobrik, which she believed that they were friends. And so for him to kind of just freeze her out completely after her speaking out against, you know, just believing it was inappropriate for an adult to be dating a minor, the whole group kind of just dropped her. And kind of like honestly just discarded her like she was worth nothing, which is so devastating. I can't imagine being in that situation.
Okay, so the next person to kind of come out was Big Nick. That's the kind of name that he was given on David Dobrik's vlogs. He actually, I believe, reached out to Ethan Klein and said that he wanted to share his story about being in the group because, you know, he heard Trisha share her story. He actually had tried to share his story in the past, but pretty much nobody would listen to what he had to say because he didn't have, you know, a huge platform or following. I mean, he had I would say a huge following in my opinion, but apparently he tried to share his story and, you know, not a lot of people were interested or listened to what he had to say about kind of being, well, not kind of being bullied in this group of friends. And so his real name, well, his name is just Nick, but they call him Big Nick. The reason why they call him Big Nick is Nick actually has a, I want to get it right, a rare form. You can read about him on Paper Magazine, actually. They talk about how he was, let's see. He was found on Vines in 2013 when he was 17 years old. And he has a rare form. I'm trying to find where it says it because I want to make sure I get it right and use the right term. A rare form of dwarfism. So obviously, I don't know how tall he is, but he's short. And so the name that they kind of gave him, I don't know if the vlog squad gave him this name or if he gave it to himself, but either way, they called him Big Nick because, again, he has dwarfism. So it was kind of like a joke about it. Like, you know, you know what I mean? It's like a nickname supposed to be funny. But anyways, he was on in a bunch of vlogs with the vlog squad and he kind of shared his experience of being bullied in this group of friends. He was just, I mean, pretty much his only role in these vlogs was to be, you know, mocked or made fun of because of his height. You know, they would constantly make jabs about his height, jokes about it. And he felt like the only reason why he was kind of in those videos were to just be the butt of the jokes. And that's clearly, if you see some of the clips, that's clearly what it seems like is going on. He's just there to be made fun of. And he said you know, he felt like these were his real friends, so he didn't have too much of a problem with them making fun of his height. But he said he would actually be in public, because obviously, I mean, I had a friend, or I still have a friend, who has dwarfism and you know, it's a hard thing to go through. You don't I don't think
people think about it because, but it's a huge, you know, disability in some ways that, you know, not only are you facing the physical side of the disability, but you're also facing the social aspects of it where people are going to mock you, which is so, just so horrible. And so disgusting that a lot of times people with dwarfism aren't really treated like just anyone else that doesn't struggle with that. And I don't know, I can't imagine going through that. I have so much compassion for people that have, you know, visible disabilities because, you know, people are going to talk about that because it's visible. And so people can easily, you know, mock people with that. And so anyways, he talks about it. And he even said that it got to the point where he would be out in public and people would be making fun of him and just being nasty to him and not mocking him. And it just became unbearable. Like, he didn't want to, like, not only now was he just getting teased relentlessly in his friend group, but now he goes out in public and people are treating him like that. Strangers are making fun of him. And he didn't want to deal with that. And so he actually did end up talking to David Dobrik, who is kind of the ringleader of this group of friends, and told him that he didn't want to, you know, be made fun of anymore for his height. He wanted to be in the vlogs, but he just didn't want to be made fun of anymore. And, you know, he said David was like, yeah, I totally understand. But then he just stopped calling him and stopped inviting him to be in any of the vlogs. And so he felt like, okay, so I finally like told you that I don't want to be part of that anymore. And so now I really do feel like I was only invited to be in the vlogs so you guys could make fun of me. Because now when I say that this is my boundary and I don't want to be teased anymore, now you stop calling me. And so that was obviously eye-opening to a lot of people, hearing this man, you know, talk about just being teased in a nasty way. Like, to be making fun of somebody's disability is just really disgusting, honestly. So then after that, another person came forward.
So clearly there's a history there. And so well, Trisha spent time on their podcast, her podcast with Ethan Klein. It was called Frenemies. They kind of talked about, you know, life in general. And so the topic of obviously her ex came up, Jason. And then she shared some of her experiences with the vlog squad and a lot of negative experiences and actually pretty, you know, devastating stuff. And I gotta say, Trisha is not a saint. She's definitely struggled. And some of the things that she's done, like, I don't support, but, I do think that she's a good person and she cares about people and she has a good heart. And she's changed and she's actually seems to be like in a really good place right now, a happy place, a healthy place. And the way that she, you know, treats others, she's seems to be doing a really good job on her like recovery and everything. Because again, she has borderline personality disorder, which is a very hard, you know, diagnosis to have. There's a lot of stigma behind that. And there's a lot of challenges that diagnosis brings. And so, you know, I admire her for being open and sharing that part of herself, because a lot of people would probably not want to share that. And so honestly, it's good that she shared that and you see her kind of progress throughout the show of like, you know, being able to cope with her triggers better, which is great to see somebody progress in such a way. So anyways, so that kind of came up. And so in the process of that, of Trisha sharing her story of what, you know, really kind of happened with her experience with Jason, David Dobrik, and the whole vlog squad, because she was, I don't know how long her and Jason were together, but they were together for a pretty long time. Well, not pretty long. I mean, I'd say, I'm guessing a year and a half, maybe even 2 years. So it wasn't a super, I guess, long time, but the amount of time they spent together, because she's I don't know what you call somebody that they all do YouTube
for their job. So they're all like professional, or I don't know, I guess their job is to vlog. And so she spent like 24/7 pretty much with Jason. And so Jason is kind of the right hand man of David Dobrik, and kind of his, like, I don't know, assistant, if you want to call it, like, go-to guy that kind of he can talk him to do whatever. Like, if David needs something, it sounded like he would drop anything and, like, go and help David with his vlogs. And so she's around this group of friends for a long amount of time. Like I said, they're pretty much spending all their days together and nights, because that's what they do for a job. They're, like I said, YouTubers, and they're very popular. David Dobrik is, you know, one of the most popular YouTubers, I would say. And his group of friends is very popular, because, again, there's like 12 different, you know, people in this group. And so they have a huge following. They have a huge power and influence. And so a lot of people look up to them, and a lot of people respect them. A lot of people want to be them. So to be in one of their vlogs is like this huge thing. You know, and being in their blogs could, or blogs, sorry, vlogs, video blogs or whatever, could really like make or break your career, it sounded like. So anyways, Trisha shares her experience. She talks about, you know, what it was like being in that group and some of the toxic stuff that happened and some of the really devastating stuff that happened to her while in this group, and some of the things she saw that she, like, you know, felt like, rightfully so, some of these things that are going on are just really disturbing and I can't support, and actually I'm going to share, so hopefully people aren't put in these bad situations. So she shared, you know, her experience, and through that, she actually, I believe, Big Nick was the first person. He is another past vlog squad members. Okay, so the next person that came out with their story, they actually, again, reached out to H3H3, or Ethan Klein and Ela, and asked if he could share his story of being on the vlog squad. Ethan actually said that he, you know, started feeling like, well, you know, I don't want my whole platform to be about exposing David Dobrik. Like, that's not my goal. But he said he heard this guy's story and he felt like, you know, this guy deserves to share his story. And so they have Seth on H3H3, and you can watch all these videos if you're curious, if you want to know more details. I never really followed the vlog squad, so I didn't really know how all these different characters, or not characters, people kind of factor into this group. And so definitely check out either Frenemies, the podcast, or H3H3 on YouTube. You can get all the details, because I'm not going to go. I mean, this is already a very long episode, so I'm trying to keep it as short as possible. But pretty much this guy, Seth, who I'm going to mention, he's black just because it plays into his treatment. So this is a black man who is a part of David Dobrik's group of friends, the vlog squad. So he is no longer on the vlog or in the group or whatever. He left the group because of his treatment on, you know, in this group of people. So, first of all, let's talk about the racism with Seth that he kind of experienced. So it looks like there was a lot of clips you can watch where the vlog squad mocks Seth for being black. They probably wouldn't say that, but if you watch, there's a few clips that, you know, people have gathered. You can Google it, you know, vlog squad racism or something like that. But there's, I'll just try to mention the ones that come to mind that I saw. There's, for example, there's one episode where they say that, oh, my friend Seth's coming over and he's black type thing. You know, we want to make him feel at home, or I don't know, I'm probably quoting this wrong. So just don't take my word for it. You can watch it yourself. But pretty much what ends up happening is Seth, this black man, comes over to this friend's house and he opens the fridge and all these watermelons fall out. And so if you don't know a little bit about some racism in the past, you know, that might not mean anything. But apparently, I mean, I didn't honestly even know this. And I feel like I try to stay up and, you know, learn about racism and that kind of a thing. But apparently it's like a stereotypical joke, like, oh, that some people say that black people like watermelons, or I'm trying to think of, or fried chicken, that kind of a thing. And so it was making a joke of, okay, we're going to have this black guy over. Let's fill our whole fridge. Like, it was not one watermelon. It was like 10 watermelons, and the watermelons are like falling out of the fridge. So it's like a joke about, oh, this guy's black, we're going to have watermelons. So obviously that's clearly racist, because I mean, I don't even have to explain that. There's another one where I can't remember. I think Brandon Calvillo was one of the people, and then another Vlog Squad member. I don't remember who, but for some reason they're like spreading like frosting, chocolate frosting, or chocolate like Nutella or something brown, chocolate cream type stuff, and they're rubbing it over their faces like, oh, like two white guys just joking around, rubbing chocolate frosting or something all over their faces to look like blackface, pretty much. They don't say that clearly. And then like Seth walks in and sees what they're doing, and they're like, like, so obviously that's, again, supposed to be a joke about, you know, this black man walks in and we're doing like blackface, but we're not meaning to. And for some reason, that's supposed to be funny. I don't get it. So then not only that, I think that there's even a few other instances where, you know, he was kind of in bits, they call it bits, little clips, being a stereotypical black person, or just like, honestly, like a prop, just treated like a prop, like, oh, we have this black friend, now we can make black friend jokes because he's here and we're just going to call him over and have him be parts of these. And so some people were upset at Seth for, you know, going along with it. And I get that, but it's also, you got to remember that this is a lot of peer pressure. And even though they're adults, like, to be around one of the most popular YouTubers, and his job, Seth's job too, was a lot of YouTube stuff. And so for him, like, this is like his boss, possibly, or somebody very influential in his field and he looks up to and wants to be like. And so you got to remember that there's peer pressure and there's a power imbalance there, that he, you know, kind of didn't have to go along with, but it was hard to not go along with. And then the two instances of SA, trigger warning, I'm going to talk about, SA, it's like a kiss, like an unconsensual kiss. And so then there was a situation, they do a lot of pranks apparently on the Vlog Squad's, you know, little channel, David Dobrik, that kind of a thing. They do a lot of pranks. So there was a prank where they told Seth, like, do you want to kiss Corinna? Which apparently she's like the good looking hot girl of the group. That's how everyone refers to her. So they ask him, do you want to kiss Corinna? And so obviously, like, she's an attractive girl. So he's like, yeah, of course, I'll kiss her for a bit, or a little, you know, clip for their vlog. So they say, okay, well, we're going to put her in this old man mask, like a Halloween mask, and like, you're going to just kiss her when we tell you to, okay? And he's like, yeah, of course. So the joke or the prank that they pull on him is, they actually, instead of having Corinna in the Halloween mask, they get Jason, which he is the older gentleman, I guess, whatever you want to call him. He's like, again, like 50 maybe. I don't know how old he is, to be honest. 46, 50, I'm guessing. So they put him in this Halloween mask and they tell him that, like, oh, and we padded Karenna. So, like, she, like, looks like an old man's body or whatever. So, like, he wouldn't recognize that it was, you know, not Karenna. So then they bring in, you know, Jason, but they're telling Seth it's Karenna in a Halloween mask. And then they sit down and they start kissing and they're, like, kissing, like, intensely. And then they end up pulling off the mask and saying, like, ha ha, we got you. You kissed, you know, this old man type thing. And so obviously for him, like, this is embarrassing. You know, as far as I know, Seth is straight. And so, you know, to trick a straight man or a gay man, to trick any person into kissing somebody that is not their, like, you know, not who they're sexually attracted to is kind of weird. Like, well, it's not kind of weird. It's very weird and kind of gross. And so later on, in fact, David Dobrik talks, you can find video or audio clips of him talking on a podcast or an interview somewhere where he says, like, we pretty much chose Seth to do this prank because he's a black man and where he comes from, like, homosexuality is not accepted. So we thought it would be so funny to trick him to kiss a man because then, like, all his friends are going to, like, you know, make fun of him. And which that's really messed up because, you know, there's situations where you can be in where people are so not racist, so homophobic that they could even try to kill this man. Like, it's serious. Like, I know it was just a kiss, but I mean, this is putting this man's, you know, safety possibly in danger. And I know that's, like, an extreme thought, but I mean, it does happen. It's happened before. It does happen. And so that's not fair to put him, you know, in this position. And then they even do it a second time. And again, like, the amount of, I don't know, the amount of money and just time and deceit that goes into this is really sad. They have Jason, they tell Seth that he booked a commercial to, I don't know, I think he was, like, selling beef jerky or something. And so they, like, pay all these extras, they pay all these people to pretend like they're, like, TV producers and actresses and blah, blah, blah. And they tell him, okay, you're going to be, you know, sitting here and these three women in monkey suits and monkey masks, you're going to, like, make out with. And, you know, I don't know why that has anything to do with beef jerky, but so they do that. And then Jason comes in, obviously dressed up as a gorilla, which, again, a lot of people have said that that's an odd choice for a commercial with a black man. Like, okay, a black man is going to be making out with gorillas, which, again, if you know a little bit about racism, that's, like, a nasty thing that people would say or mock, or even historically, like, some people even believe that, you know, black people were part monkeys, just this super, you know, messed up racist undertones. And I honestly don't know if that was why they chose gorillas. I don't know. Like, honestly, it might have been, you know, just a coincidence and they didn't mean anything by it. But either way, they're still tricking a man to, again, make out with Jason, which is just weird in general. So then that whole story kind of came out, which was another huge story and a pretty serious accusation of something messed up that happened in this group of people. Okay, and so now we're kind of at the end of, well, like, kind of we're in recent time, because it just honestly seems like each week a new story or a new person comes out with their story about how they were treated in the vlog squad. But the last story I talk about actually in a separate video, I talk about this girl that talked to Insider about her experience being SA'd, which is a term of, you know, it stands for something. I don't think we're allowed to say the actual word on here, but pretty much this girl gets taken advantage of in I'll just say in the worst way possible, if you know what I mean, by one of the Vlog Squad members. She was underage and she was provided with alcohol by supposedly some of the Vlog Squad members, and then, you know, something happens to her. And actually the just crazy part of it is that this happens in a David Dobrik vlog. Like, it's a storyline for one of his vlogs, and actually, like, parts of what had happened were in David Dobrik's vlog, and he ended up taking it down. But that's kind of the update. Obviously, the Vlog Squad is facing a lot of criticism. They are losing sponsors. They are, you know, getting questioned. A lot of people are upset for a lot of reasons, and rightfully so. It sounds like this was a group of people that, you know, didn't treat people with dignity and respect. And honestly, it sounds like all of these people, the three people I talked about just in this episode alone, and even Trisha, they were all kind of a character for this man's vlogs. You know, we have Big Nick, who has dwarfism. Okay, he's treated as a prop so they can make short jokes. And then we have another man, Seth, who's a black man. And okay, we're going to, you know, make fun of the fact, or not make fun of, but make pretty much black jokes, because now we have this black guy that we can make black jokes about. With, you know, a lot of the girls actually in these vlogs, like, you know, Hannah and even Trisha and Corinna, they were, okay, these girls are going to be like, you know, sluts, and we're going to make fun of how they like get around. And, you know, that's they're pretty much sex objects. And Trisha was also like painted as, you know, the crazy girlfriend. And so sadly, I mean, I don't know this man. I don't know David Dobrik's heart. I don't know any of these people's hearts. But obviously, you know, best case scenario, there are good people that really lost sight of treating people with dignity and respect and individuality, and just treating them like human beings rather than props for their, you know, bits. Worst case scenario is they never really cared about these people at all, and they just literally were using them. So, you know, it's a complicated story. Again, you can learn more about this story. You can read the Insider article. You can check out the Frenemies podcast. You can also check out H3H3 Productions or their YouTube channel. And you can learn more about everything that's going on with the Vlog Squad. Anyways, I hope you guys are having a good day. Sorry this was a heavy story. I'll try to do an uplifting story next.